T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jim Puckett gave us a call and said, you know, this seems awfully familiar. What has happened here? Because this is not the first time something like this has happened. In fact, another news agency covered this story along the same lines as the issue brought up by Jim Puckett. Democrats calling for a redo, labeling the GOP as cheaters, following a successful override of Governor Roy Cooper's veto of the state budget during a low turnout session of the House on Wednesday. Democrat Jeff Jackson said the vote represented plainly unethical behavior by Republicans. In a Wednesday morning tweet, Deb Butler, who you heard in her shrill voice earlier, yelled at Speaker Tim Moore, "How dare you, Mr. Speaker?" While Democrats are calling foul, there was nothing in the chamber rules to prevent the action taken Wednesday. In 2005, Democrats pulled a similar maneuver under Senate legends Senator Tony Rand and Mark Basnight to pass the state lottery. According to WRAL, Rand brought the lottery bill up for consideration about 1:15 p.m. on August 30th, 2005, after Basnight called senators back to Raleigh because he thought the votes were there to pass a lottery. The tandem knew they had the votes because two GOP senators, Harry Brown and Robert Garwood, were not on the floor due to excused absences. Brown and Garwood were against the lottery, along with 5 Democrats and the 21 Republicans who were present. That created a tie in the state Senate, and Lieutenant Governor Bev Perdue was there to break the tie to send the bill to Governor Easley's desk. The Democrat-controlled House passed the lottery bill in April by 2 votes. After her tie-breaking vote, Perdue told WRAL,
"I did what I thought was right."
In the current budget override controversy, Speaker Moore's office claims the vote on Wednesday not a surprise. His office also said Moore had been clear since July that we would hold the override when the votes were there. So there you go. Let's go out to a call from Jeff out of Matthews. Good morning.
Vince, enjoy your show. How you doing?
All right, sir.
Great, great. So we all know that the Democrats were aware this could happen for the last couple of months, right?
Yep.
My guess is that they shook hands under the table knowing this needed to be passed. They knew it was the right thing to do. They arranged for a group of folks not to be there. That way, you know, it was all underhanded by the Republican Party, and the Democrats can cry foul knowing that this needed to get passed, and this is just their way to distance themselves from this happening. So that's my take.
It's a pretty clever way to look at this. Jeff, I appreciate your call. That's kind of intriguing. Phil in Charlotte, good morning. Earth calling Phil. Come in, Phil. Going once?
Hey, Vince. Good morning, Vince. How you doing?
All right, sir.
Sorry about that. Hey, listen, real quick, you know, you asked if it was underhanded and sneaky of the Republicans or if it was just good strategy. The answer is yes.
all of the above, right?
Yeah, it really was. And I think Jeff, his comment, I hadn't thought about that, but as soon as he said that, that also kind of rang true and it's very political. You know, it's good politics on both sides. I think it was all those things, and that's the game, and this is a game. And strategy kind of rules the day. Exactly what the sneaky Pete part of this was, you know, we'll never know whether like Jeff was right or you know, if it was just the way it appears that the Republicans pulled a fast one. But, you know, I think it was both. And,
yep.
And that's, man, that's just the game. That's the way it goes.
Yep. There may be something to all of these observations. Appreciate your call there, Phil. Speaking of legislatures, we now have CEOs who've decided to address the United States Senate. They've sent a letter. What have I warned you? What have I warned you about our constitutional freedoms in this country? Where did I say one of the threats comes right now? One of the primary threats does not come even within government. Where does it come from? What did I warn about guns? Corporate America. Corporate America was going to attempt to undermine our constitutional freedoms. Now, we're looking at a couple of hot areas. One of them relates to guns. And you've seen the efforts by some corporations to either not sell the weapons or to somehow undermine people who are in the process of selling weapons. Here's another approach. You don't have to have the government infringe on speech. All you have to do is use algorithms. Just ask Facebook, Google. They have a tremendous impact on free speech in this country right now. Now, you can say whatever you want, but right now, a couple of corporations have an incredible amount of power. So here's what's happened. Chief executives of 145 companies are urging the Senate to pass some type of gun control laws. They addressed this letter to the Senate asking them to pass background checks and a strong red flag law. Here are some examples of some of the CEOs. Uber, Levi Strauss, Gap. Just some of the executives signing on to this letter. The letter notes recent gun violence in Chicago, Newport News, Virginia, and other places, calling it a public health crisis. But the leaders also say gun violence is preventable and lawmakers can step in to prevent tragedies. That's why we urge the Senate to stand with the American public and take action on gun safety by passing a bill to require background checks on all gun sales and a strong red flag law that would allow courts to issue life-saving extreme risk protection orders. These proposals are common sense, bipartisan, and widely supported by the American public. It's time for the Senate to take action, the letter concludes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Popeyes, they're very concerned. They know you're sad about the issues with the chicken sandwich shortage. That's why it's suggesting a quick fix to ease your chicken sandwich cravings. Introducing BYOB, as in bring your own bun. Yes, that's right, folks. Bring your own bun. Popeyes is now allowing guests to bring in their own buns. Order. I could say something here, but I better not. Here's what you do. Order their three-piece tenders and make your own chicken sandwich right there on the spot. Customers can make their own chicken sandwiches by bringing their own buns and order tenders. So, I thought you would want to know. When I saw this, I thought, they have got to be kidding. They're not. This is serious. Take your own buns. So get off your buns and take your buns over to Popeyes and make your own freaking sandwich. Really? You know, it's kind of funny because I've noticed there's a lot of pushback lately against people actually scanning their own groceries and other items at places like Walmart. People are like, well, I'm not going to do that. Why should I pay them to do the work for me? You know? So I've got to go do the work myself? Well, same here. So you're going to go and do the work yourself. Make your own sandwich. My goodness. What do you think of this idea? Think it's a good one? Is this going to work? I wonder if Chick-fil-A is going to have a response to this one. They should come out with some pithy response on Twitter. That would be kind of amusing to see them do that. Love to get your thoughts. My goodness. Over on the text line, in reference to the CEOs calling for some type of gun control, the CEOs are not elected officials. The senators are. Mr. Vince, they may accuse me and call me anything they want, but the stupidity, ignorance, and lack of ignorance of this country's history by elected liberal black Democrats is a reflection of the people who voted them into office. The threat of racial gerrymandering is most evident when one listens to their ignorance. This is a most serious threat to the Republic. I witness it personally on a daily basis. Democrats in the North Carolina House did a Tom Tillis. That's how he operates routinely in his voting. Oh, boy. John out of Calvin says, Vince, a Democrat lottery bill is simply a tax on the mathematically challenged. Vince, Democrats know all about unethical behavior since they engage in it so often. Yeah. Buzzwords, catchphrases. The modern Democrat is a virtual politician here only to destroy a country. This person says, simply, screw North Carolina Democrats. It's about time the Republicans tried to fight. We need more. All right. Vince, that one texter used the term Jewish American princess. Were they referring to Monica Lewinsky? Sounds like that texter hates Jews. That's pretty sad. Just a sampling of some of the items that have come up here on the text line the past few minutes. Let's go out to the phones, get your comments to some of the things we've discussed the past few minutes here. Spencer in Charlotte, good morning.
Hey, Vince. I'm all for red flag laws. Let's just say that your family thinks that you might do something and you call up the judge and get an order and the police show up at 2 in the morning and stop your relative from making false claims on Facebook about some people that would get you in trouble. I'm being sarcastic.
I know you are. It's scary, isn't it? It doesn't take very much to undermine people's rights here.
If you don't have due process, then the Constitution has been destroyed.
Yep. You're absolutely right. This is really scary that people can be so, can take this so lightly. It's a very serious threat to the very foundation of our constitutional system.
There's already been one guy killed.
Yes.
Already been one guy killed in Maryland because family pulled a red flag and the police showed up at 2 in the morning. He didn't know who they were.
Yep.
He met him at the door with a gun. They killed him.
Yep, this is what's happening. And unfortunately, people have not learned the lessons from this at all. We shared that story last week, Spencer. It's pretty unfortunate. Pretty unfortunate. Let's go next to Mike out of Pageland. Good morning.
Hi. I think a simple background change, specifically so you don't intrude with the things you guys have been talking about. simply prescriptions. If a guy's taking prescriptions because he's a whack job, what is it? Lithium tells you he's bipolar. That's why he's taking that particular drug, so he can be normal by changing him through drugs. So that would be a good answer without getting into people's personal life.
Yep, that's another perspective that's certainly worth consideration there. Appreciate your call there, Mike. On the lighter side, let's go out to Sean in Gastonia. You like this idea of bring your own bun?
Well, you know, Popeyes is primarily in the South, and can't you see the person at the register asking, you got your own buns on?
Oh, my goodness. That is just too much. Sean, thank you very much for that very entertaining comment. We also have this. Will Popeyes be giving me a subsidy for the cost of my bun? Will they provide me with special instructions for making my sandwich? I feel very uncertain about all of this. Oh, that is just too much. On the more serious side, on this red flag law, I'd support red flag laws if there was a provision for the gun owner to sue the person who turned him in. Ooh. Well, if that's assuming that person is alive. I mean, seriously, because this goes bad, it goes wrong, it goes really bad. Then who's going to sue? It's my question. Just putting that out there.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You may remember, how long has this been? Just some days ago. Remember that boat fire that caused a lot of us to scratch our heads? Like, what in the world happened there? We have some new information on this that is now coming out of the National Transportation Safety Board. And I think I can shed a little light on this as well. The Coast Guard has now issued a warning on charging phone batteries. Phone batteries. They've put out a safety bulletin after that California boat fire that killed 34 people, recommending that commercial boat operators limit unsupervised charging of cell phones and other electronic devices. A preliminary report on the Labor Day fire that destroyed the dive ship Conception near Santa Cruz could be issued as soon as today. The cause of the fire likely won't be addressed, but NTSB members have said how batteries and electronics were stored and charged is under scrutiny. The Coast Guard said it's convened a Marine Board of Investigation to determine the cause of the blaze, but the bulletin noted it does not have to await the board's finding before taking immediate and positive action. In some instances, our marine casualty boards identify pressing safety issues related to vessel stability, the engine room, or life-saving and firefighting equipment. In those instances, we issue safety alerts or bulletins. But it is interesting. They've issued this warning about charging phone batteries after that boat fire. So they apparently strongly suspect these batteries may have had an impact. Now, I want to remind you of a couple of things. And this as it relates to air travel. You may notice one of the questions that's asked when you are flying, especially on a regional flight, they'll ask the question on carry-ons, do you have lithium batteries? They do not want you to put lithium batteries in your carry-ons for this very reason, because there is a safety concern. So it makes sense. If they don't want you flying with these things, well, it also makes sense. This could be an issue on a boat as well. So this makes a lot of sense. It would certainly explain a lot. And if you had a combination of these, there's the potential of synergy when you've got more than one of these batteries and these things begin exploding. That's a very dangerous situation. Very dangerous situation. So I would strongly encourage you, give this the consideration that it is due. Those of you who are boaters, you're going out on Lake Norman, Lake Wiley, wherever. Take this very, very seriously. The warning about charging phone batteries. Back on the broadcast, getting your thoughts on some of the stories we've talked about, including the call by a number of CEOs to put in place some red flag laws and to strengthen background checks. Let's go out to Ken in Gastonia. Good morning, Ken.
Hi, Vince. How are you doing this morning?
Well, sir.
I'd like to remind people about this little thing with the police. Do you remember some time ago, these kids playing video games online connected? One would lose. He would get angry, call in a SWAT team. SWAT team shows up at this guy's house about 1:30 in the morning, and the guy gets gunned down in his own living room with a game controller in his hand. Unfortunately, the police, the whole militarized culture, they think that everyone's a perp, every situation, don't think about it. You know, nobody stop and go, hey, let's think about what we're doing. They want to pile stack up on the door and go in guns blazing. And then when it's all over, this kid's dead because he beat some other kid on a stupid video game. So this red flag business has already shown itself to be very dangerous to the person who is on the receiving end of it.
Yep, I understand the concern you've raised here. We've got to be very, very careful about this, Ken. And it also goes to the broader issue as you described, and we're having conversations about this, about how the police respond to certain situations. You know, and I've said this before and regarding schools. How many times do we see school situations? I'm a big opponent of zero tolerance policies. Zero tolerance policies. What am I talking about? I mean, there are some schools, if you're caught with a fingernail clip, you could be in trouble. I think you have to allow leadership to have discretion to be able to investigate matters, to find out, okay, is this punishment warranted? What are the facts of the situation? And make an informed decision. Too many cases, we get rid of thinking, and we take discretion entirely away. And I don't think that's a good thing. Let's go out to Jay. Good morning, Jay.
Yeah, hello. Let me qualify myself. I'm 75-year-old retired police officer, and I'm certified as an expert in firearms and ballistics in 3 states. So I know what I'm talking about. But the other day on your program, there was something said about assault rifles that hold multi-bullet magazines and so forth, that our founding fathers could not have foreseen something like that when they wrote the Second Amendment. And that is completely inaccurate. Henry Ford had what he called his theory of mechanical progression, which means basically you got a Model A that does 60 miles an hour this year. Next year you can expect to have a Model A that does 70 miles an hour. And our founding fathers did have an assault rifle. It was called a Brown Bess. They were looking for guns that shot more than once, and they worked on it. As a matter of fact, Patrick Ferguson had a patent on a breech loader that, if the British had accepted it, the Revolutionary War might have gone differently. But anyway, the fallacy of this is that this is something that they were looking for and they were trying to accomplish. So these people were so stupid that they couldn't accomplish something they were trying to accomplish. It doesn't hold water.
Be Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Over on the text line, be careful of the rights you're willing to relinquish to the government. Government's like flowing lava. It won't stop until it reaches the bottom and burns everything in its path. Ooh. Also, this is a great time to transition to our Day in History segment with our good friend Lonzo. As we also share this before I forget, breaking news... Kim Kardashian shuts down four Popeyes when she brought her own buns. What do you think, Lonzo?
Wow.
Not going to touch that one, huh? All right. Let's take a look at the day in history. We begin.
Yeah, let my silence be my answer.
Yeah, there you go. Let's go to 1609. This person... exploring the river that would eventually bear his name. I'll give you a hint. Miracle. Sully.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, come on.
I don't know.
Sully said he would be where when his plane was going down. Do you remember?
Hudson.
In the Hudson. See, you got it. Henry Hudson is the answer. Started exploring that river back in 1609. Pretty amazing. 1919, this nefarious character joined the German Workers' Party.
Adolf Hitler.
You are correct. This one is so dumb, I'm going to skip it. Because it's not even important because nobody cares. 1992. This was filled with famous firsts among the crew. The first black woman, the first married couple, and the first Japanese citizen. What was it? They were all aboard.
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Just take a guess.
Okay, the love boat.
Now that was good. Any guesses in studio?
What year was it?
1992.
Oh. The Concorde? No.
No, okay. It's the Space Shuttle. Oh. Space Shuttle Endeavor. You didn't have
to. Yeah, like there's anybody alive would have got that with
well,
me.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have to know which one it was, but I was going to take the Space Shuttle, you know? What are we going to do with you people? Any case, let's see what fun story. We'll check this one out. A Michigan couple, they won $500,000 from a lottery scratch-off in 2016. Said they wanted to turn their lives around. Well, they did. Stephanie Harvell, Mitchell Arnswald. Yeah, wonderful name, huh? With those names, guess what? They've been charged in a series of burglaries. Suspected of breaking into houses, often during the day when the homeowners were at work. Here's what happened. Harvell told the Michigan Lottery in 2016, the day she won the lottery, she was also served with an eviction notice. She and Arnswald had been living paycheck to paycheck. We worked really hard. It's been tough to support our family. We recently lost a car. She and her husband planned to buy a house and car with the new money and save for her two daughters' education. Instead, they were charged with home invasion and possession of burglary tools. Pretty bad, huh?
So they invested their money in tools, which you need to do when you decide on a trade.
Pretty scary, isn't it? Sometimes you really got to wonder about some of these people, do you? By the way, Lonzo, we never did... did we have a conversation about it?
Yes, actually, we did.
And because we need to have that conversation again, because I may be going to that this evening.
You said that before, and you're concerned about staying away. So how late of a show
well,
are you going?
Well, I have to tell you another, well, yeah, that's another aspect of the story. I'm going to tell on myself again. I went to physical therapy this morning, and what do you think happened at physical therapy while I was there?
It's okay to fall asleep in physical therapy, depending on what you're getting therapy for.
Well, here's the other thing. As you know, it's likely that I don't just fall asleep, but also snore. And you know what's really frustrating about this particular place where I go? It's all in the open. Everybody is there, like side by side, four people.
Do they know who you are?
You know, that's a good question. That's a very good question.
Because I'd be taking selfies with a snoring, sleeping Vince Coakley for sure.
Oh, thanks a lot. Giving people ideas.
I go Facebook Live. Look, it's Vince Coakley. Look at what he's doing.
Oh, thanks a lot. Well, the funny thing is, the person who's actually doing the physical therapy, she knows. The other people, I have no idea. But, you know, it's kind of funny because, I don't know. That's why I'm thinking about this, and it gives me further pause about going to this three-hour movie this evening. I'm thinking, I don't know that that's a good idea. You think I can handle it? 3 hours?
Here's what you need to do. You need to sit by where the speakers are because it's a pretty loud movie. That will help you stay awake.
It's loud? Really?
It's a horror movie. Of course it's loud. And drink a lot of caffeine.
Okay. Then I'll be going to the bathroom during the entire movie.
That's all right. If you stay awake, the parts you miss, you ask me. I'll fill you in.
Okay. That works. All right. We'll see if I am actually able to pull this off. And I'll give you my review of this movie without spoilers, of course. We can take care of that. So, someone on the text line said, I now know who you are. Referring to physical therapy. We'll see about that. Just got to stay awake next time. Have yourselves a great day. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.